Well, a new casino resort has just opened in Las Vegas, and it's catering primarily to Asian tourists. The Lucky Dragon Hotel and Casino is the first new casino to open in Vegas in 6 years. It doesn't have a steakhouse, and the elevators don't have a fourth floor button because the number four is considered unlucky in China. And it's not the only change happening in Las Vegas. More casinos are now planning to charge people to park in their garages, something that's always been free. Joining us from Las Vegas is Robert Rippey, director of the Hospitality Lab at the International Gaming Institute at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. Welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, let's start with this casino that is catering to Asian tourists. What's that about? What does that tell you about what's happening in the market in Las Vegas?
I think it's just a recognition by the casino operators here that the Asian market, both the inbound Asian tourist and Asians from the United States, first and second generations, have certain likes and dislikes about the experience in a casino. So why not build something exclusively for them and cater to them? And I think that's what the idea is all about.
And what's different about it?
Well, one thing that's different is when you walk in, you'll notice that the signs are first in Chinese, in Mandarin, and second in English. And you'll see, of course, lots of Asian people. But you get the sense that you are really in a product that is catering to a specific clientele.
And are you seeing a lot more Asian tourists coming into Las Vegas? We know that there's a new flight on Hainan Airlines from China.
Yeah, that just started last week. But that's kind of been part of the trend in changing demographics of Las Vegas. Asian visitors have always been a larger and growing percentage of the total visitor volume to Las Vegas since 2008. I don't think it's going to get any smaller, and I think everyone is recognizing that.
Now, one of the things that I remember when I used to live in Los Angeles and I would occasionally go to Las Vegas, I would drive to Las Vegas, and the parking was always free on the Strip, which kind of surprised me because you're in this really populated area where you can just drive into the garage at the hotel, these huge garages, and you don't have to pay for parking. But now it appears that at least one major chain is changing that, Caesars.
Well, actually, it's two. MGM started. They started for charging for parking several months ago, and Caesars has since joined on the bandwagon of also charging for parking in their properties on the Strip.
And why is that?
Well, a couple of reasons. A, hospitality industry in general and the integrated casino resorts here in Las Vegas, you know, by and large, our hotel sides are their strategies are driven by revenue managers, just like airlines are. So they look for opportunities to increase revenues. And I think in their case, they're looking at an asset, A, these very, very large parking garages that are expensive to maintain and require staff, and that maybe there's a way to capitalize on some of that and generate some incremental revenue by charging for something that was free before.
But isn't the sort of rule of casinos that you do everything possible to get people to come in, and that if that little few dollars or even $20 that you're going to get for somebody parking their car in your garage is going to be an impediment to them coming to gamble at your casino, that that would be a problem?
Well, I certainly think that is one of the questions they're, you know, hoping the answer turns in their favor, but it is a risk. You look at the entire market of the Strip, and I heard from a friend of mine who said he went to Aria over the weekend with his wife. They were going to go to the buffet, and Aria is an MGM product which charges. And so instead of parking there, they park next door at the Cosmopolitan, which is free. So I think there's that kind of short-term effect that's going to happen. In the long term, you know, will it have a big impact on demand? I don't know. I suspect maybe in the more budget-priced properties where, you know, a $15 a night parking charge could be pretty significant. And as a percentage of your total nightly spend compared to, you know, more higher-end property where it's far less and it's a more affluent customer anyway.
How is Las Vegas doing at appealing to millennials?
It does appeal to millennials. You look at the casinos here on the Strip in Las Vegas as a great example. They're constantly evolving. They're trying new things. They're looking at their models and saying, we've got a younger customer today. The millennial is a growing part of our customer base. How do we change to better serve or better attract them and create experiences that are more attractive and more relevant to them? If we stick with the same model that was invented 50 years ago of a giant casino floor with a big chandelier and slot machines and table games, it's not going to work. The millennials don't play. So, you know, that's probably has something to do with it. You know, it's innovation, it's thinking differently, it's being not afraid to challenge your own ideas and opinions. But, you know, that's my opinion.
That's Robert Rippey, who is director of the Hospitality Lab at the International Gaming Institute at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. Robert, thanks for joining us.
It's been my pleasure.